Hello and welcome to the Variety Radio Online. We are dedicated to bringing you guys news and interviews from your favorite shows. I'm Michelle, and joining me tonight is Amber. Hey, Amber.
Hey. Hello.
We will be interviewing Phoebe Tonkin, who plays a beautiful werewolf of Haley on Vampire Diaries and newly picked up series, The Originals. Well, welcome, Phoebe.
Yeah.
We're going
Thank
to
you.
Yeah, start out with a few questions and get you going.
Sure, sounds good.
This year with Haley, what is one of maybe your favorite moments this season?
I mean, it's probably the, like, obvious one, but I think definitely the twist in the original pilot episode that just aired. I mean, I was even shocked when I read that in the script that Haley was pregnant. So I guess I think that moment between Klaus and Haley when Klaus kind of hears the heartbeat for the first time, I think that was one of my favorite moments.
When you read that storyline, what was kind of your reaction? I mean, it sounds like you're a little bit surprised.
I was. I mean, it's like it's a very real and adult, theme within a supernatural show. I mean, normally the big plot twists are based on something magical or, you know, one of the vampires or a werewolf. But this is like a very real thing that they're facing, and it kind of changes the stakes of everything in a way that's, I guess, more human than I think some of the other big twists of the show.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I think that's one of the things we talked about, was that it's kind of nice to have more of an adult storyline. Although we all really love the Vampire Diaries so much, it's going to be nice going into a series where it's a little bit more age-appropriate for some of us that watch it.
Yeah, we are
a little bit older.
Right.
Although we've only been given a taste of the originals, it seems like your character is going to be a pretty important part of the show. So what are you looking forward to most about the originals?
I mean, I guess some of the actors that are on it are just so amazing and lovely to work with. So I'm really excited to kind of start fresh on a new show with a new cast, such a talented cast, and also just to kind of see what happens with this storyline. I mean, there's so many different ways that this could go, and it's just exciting to see what happens.
Yeah, it is really exciting. The pilot was incredible. The ratings were awesome on it. I'm very excited for all of you. I'm excited for you because I love Haley. You know, I love Jane's Secret Circle. I'm glad you're working. I'm glad you're on TV. Yeah, it's awesome. Do you think a relationship with Klaus could ever work with any character, including yours?
I think what's good about this series is it's going to show a softer side of Klaus that probably we haven't maybe seen a lot of on the Vampire Diaries. I know that there is the relationship or the idea of the relationship with Caroline, and you get to see glimpses of that side of Klaus. I think that this show is going to really give him a platform to show that side, especially compared to Marcel, who is, you know, we've suddenly got Klaus, who's the real bad guy, and we've finally found someone who's a little bit worse than him. I think maybe, you know, Klaus and Haley's relationship really was a one-night stand kind of thing. But obviously now something has happened that's going to have to change their relationship. But I don't necessarily think it'll be in a romantic way. I think it will be more of a father and mother to their child.
Now, you and Claire are friends, good friends,
yes.
And Rebecca has stated that she's staying in Mystic Falls. Do you think that she'll be joining the family in New Orleans and that you guys will get to work more together?
I hope so. I mean, we kind of were so excited to do Vampires together, and then we didn't have any scenes. So we're really hoping that finally we're going to be able to do a scene together. I keep calling her Auntie Rebecca because, you know, now we'll, regardless of what Klaus does with Haley and this child, I think she'll have a good auntie in Claire Holt's character.
Yeah. they've mentioned Joseph Morgan being a guest star on Vampire Diaries. Do you think there's any chance that you may pop back and forth also?
I would love that. I think that's true. I didn't know that. Sorry, my GPS is talking to me. I didn't know that, but that's a really cool thing. I think it's really cool that the world is still being fine, and, you know, they're not totally separate. I love that the phone call that Klaus had with Caroline in the pilot, it kind of connects them, as opposed to the show just being, you know, ignoring all the past and the history and the stories of Vampire Diaries. It'd be good if they still are connected in a way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I think it'd be cool for you guys to be able to go back and forth. So hopefully we'll be able to see that. Because, I mean, you still have friends in Mrs. Falls, so
yeah,
you need to visit every now and then. What do you enjoy most about working with the cast of the Vampire Diaries? Because, you know, they're going into 5 seasons, and, you know, this is a pretty strong cast that's been together since day one. So what was it like working with them?
I mean, it's amazing. They're very inspiring in that. They're such hard workers, and, you know, especially being on location, and, you know, some of them are away from their wives, from their partners, and you know, they also obviously have such a huge fan base and still, you know, make the time at the end of shooting to go out and greet people and talk to their fans. And they're just like the real deal. They're professionals. They're grateful. They work hard. And you know, I think that's exactly the kind of young actor's attitude that, you know, everyone in that position should have.
Now, Phoebe, the originals done some local shoots down in New Orleans. Do you know if we'll be seeing more of New Orleans from the state of Louisiana location sites?
I hope so. I mean, obviously the show is based, you know, in New Orleans, and, you know, shooting there was so incredible. It's such a magical city that, you know, I'm sure that if they film in Atlanta, they're going to try their best to recreate New Orleans. But, you know, I hope that sometimes we'll be able to pop down and do some experience there.
No, you're right. New Orleans is very magical. It's hard to recreate
awesome.
The feelings you get there. So,
yeah.
How do you enjoy working in Georgia? And are there any great spots in Atlanta that you love?
Well, I am a very healthy eater, so I like going to, I think it's R. Thomas. Is that the kind of 24-hour healthy, vegan-y cafe in Buckhead, I think? Sunflower Cafe. There's been a few little really cute haunts that I've found. I love being in a new city and you know, exploring and finding little cute cafes and, you know, things to discover. I love Inman Park. It's my favorite area there. It's a really beautiful place.
Yeah, and do you...
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to suggest sunflowers. I'm a vegetarian. I haven't made it over to the vegan side yet, but, yeah, sunflowers is a really good place to go. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing, amazing.
I was just going to say the Southern hospitality is hard to beat, so...
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone is so sweet and warm and just like, especially, it really is a really beautiful city and there's so much history there. It's just like, it's fascinating and you learn new things and you're right. I mean, the people are just incredible and it's such a soulful city and there's music and food and nightlife. It's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, I would agree. Atlanta's great. Do you have any behind-the-scenes stories that you'd like to share with us, something that happened off-set or behind the scenes with the crew or the cast?
I mean, Daniel Gillies makes me laugh more than most people do. He's a really funny, funny person, and there was one particular scene that it was really hard to keep it straight. I had, like, literally pinch marks at the end of the day because I was trying not to laugh. And even if I looked in his direction, I knew I would laugh because he's just he's really funny. So, it's, you know, it's nice as well because, you know, some of the scenes are quite heavy and the subject matter is a little bit dark sometimes on both Vampire and Original. So it's nice to have someone kind of lightening the mood in between takes.
Yeah, he's good for that. He's also good for that on Twitter. His Twitter is really hard to follow sometimes because he's, like, so funny.
He's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of amazing.
It is. It is pretty amazing. I'll agree with that. Well, can you tell us what kind of social media you're on where fans can keep in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, but my favorite is Instagram. I'm such a visual person. I collect photos, posters, tickets, everything. I'm kind of a hoarder of those kind of things, and I've got folders and folders of collages and things like on my wall. And so Instagram is kind of my scrapbook. It's things that inspire me and what I see in the day, and it's kind of like a photo journal. I really like it. It's not like 140 characters, but express what you want, you get a picture, and a picture kind of says a thousand things. So, yeah, Instagram's my favorite.
I have to, you know, I never thought about Instagram being like a scrapbook like that, and that's a really good way to put it. I like that a lot. I really like taking pictures, and I like to, you know, document things that I'm doing, whether I'm going to concerts or eating out or whatever. So, yeah, that's a fun way to look at it. I never thought of it like that, so I have to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody, follow her on Instagram, follow her on Twitter. All right, so besides that, do you have any other upcoming projects that you would like to share with the listeners?
I actually do. One of my best friends, Teresa Palmer, she and another one of my dear friends, Mark, have written this beautiful, beautiful film that they're funding themselves. And they've been very sweet enough to write a part for me where I play a bit of a naughtier version of myself. kind of gets involved in their relationship a little bit. So I'm filming that for a couple of days in New York. And, you know, those two are extremely, extremely talented. And this movie needs to be made. And so I know they're trying to kind of get, you know, some... just the word out about it, because it really is one of the, I read a lot of scripts, and it's one of the greatest things I've read in a little while, so I'm so honored to be asked to be part of it. So that's going to be filming, I think, in early July in New York.
Well, make sure you tweet about it, and we'll retweet it and post about it, and then you guys can come on and talk about the movie, too. I know a lot of actors have been doing stuff like that. Daniel Gillies did the same thing where he wrote and produced and funded his own movie with his wife, and it's a brilliant movie. Joseph Morgan just did the same thing. So we see a lot of people that are doing that now and producing, like, incredible, incredible movies. So we would love to keep up to date about
it. It's definitely, like, a new, especially with the Kickstarters and things like that, it's like, you know, it gives you, when you spend so much time reading things, eventually you're going to start getting ideas and wanting to write things. And, it's a new thing, you know, it's a new outlet to put your ideas into.
And Phoebe, and Amber's right, we love interviewing directors and producers and people who are just getting started. So definitely keep it in mind that, you know, we'd love to interview them and give them a boost as much as we can.
That would be amazing. That would, like, I will tell them that. They would truly, truly appreciate that. I mean, yeah, that would be amazing.
Great.
All right, Phoebe, before we let you go, we know you're busy. We do ask that everybody do a little quick for us. We have an anniversary show every year, and I just want to thank all the fans for sending in the questions. We are a fan-based show, so we tweeted about this, and people tweeted us in questions today. So if you could just say, this is Phoebe Tonkin, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online, that would be really, really awesome.
Okay. Hi, this is Phoebe, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
That's it.
Thanks, right. Phoebe.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.